And something you hear making a noise around the lake at night.
Frogs.
What do you call the big ones?
Bullfrog.
Uh-huh.
And Pereira greens.
And what?
And Pereira green. Now Pereira green is the best frog.
What kind of frog is he?
It says they got a green kind of color to it. Bullfrog black.
Mm-hmm.
The bullfrog is the biggest, but then the Pereira green is a whole lot better meat, better tasting meat. So tell me, I ain't never eaten one.
It's in the water?
I've caught a many of them. We go out at night in the headlight, and we do most of our frog hunting that way. In an airboat, air sled.
What's that?
That's a boat that runs right on top of the water with an airplane motor in it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just run over anything. It don't make any difference yet.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not too big, it'll go right on over it. And get out there and pick up fire shiny eyes, that headlight,
mm-hmm.
and never stop at all. Just keep right on going as you go by, puppy gigging that frog and pull him in the boat and put
mm-hmm.
him in sight.
What about the little tiny green ones that stay up in trees or?
Rain frog.
Uh-huh.
What we call a rain frog.
They're not much good for anything.
No, they don't ever get any longer than that.
Just a couple inches long? Or?
No, they don't get that long. I don't believe they get over an inch long.
Uh-huh. What about the kind that hops around on the land?
That's a toad frog.
Uh-huh. And something that has a hard shell to it and can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
That's a gopher,
mm-hmm.
a turtle, or what we call a hard shell cooler,
mm-hmm.
either one of them. And then it got what we call a box shell cooler.
Mm-hmm.
He can just pull his feet and legs in, his head in, and just, he can just pull his each front and back part of his
mm-hmm.
pull right up there. You can't get to open to save your life. You just can't hardly pry it open.
Uh-huh. He stays on land, so.
Yeah, he's a land. Gopher is a land animal, too.
What about the other cooter?
They're water
uh-huh.
animals.
What about the turtle?
Well, that's another water animal.
Mm-hmm.
And man, turtle soup is saying to be one of the finest soups he is going.
Mm-hmm.
But I never could eat one.
is turtle soup, is that fresh water or salt water?
Either one.
Uh-huh. Say if you were growing some sweet potatoes, you'd grow them in a sweet potato
patch.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
What?
Fences.
Rail fences.
They used to have them?
Yeah. Go out in the woods and get a tree that was split good.
Mm-hmm.
And cut it off in 10-foot cuts and split that up into rails.
Mm-hmm.
And build a fence out of that.
Did you ever hear of you wanted to make your rail fence a little taller. Did you ever hear of, how would you do that?
What's that?
If you wanted to make your rail fence a little taller, like put a
put more, how you build it, why?
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear of taking two poles and
yeah.
crossing them at the top and then putting an extension?
Uh-huh.
How would that be done?
Well, you cross your poles. In other words, you cross your rails this way.
Mm-hmm.
And you stick a pole in here.
Mm-hmm.
And stick it in the ground and let it lean over this way. And stick one over here and let it lean that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just makes an extra on top of your fence or your pool.
What do you call that little extra?
Or braces.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a stake and rider?
A what?
Stake and rider. Do you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.